Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another exciting Rough Riders Radio episode. This is your host, the Rough Rider. Tonight's topic, the Kenyan sucker punches the entire GOP. A unanimous decision. Let's get right to it, shall we? Let's face it. The Iranian nuclear arms deal reached on Tuesday between the Islamic Republic of Iran and the U.S., England, France, Germany, China, and Russia is already being heralded as epic. Leaves in place the U.S. arms embargo and constrains Iran from further nuclear arms development for 10 years. Additionally, Iran will have to allow for military inspections by the outside world at any site requested by the inspection team. On the face of it, Iran is locked inside a bottle with regards to its nuclear program, with all avenues of escape sealed off completely. But that won't stop Congress and John Boehner and Mitch McConnell and the GOP from finding some defect or loophole to justify outright rejection of this agreement. But the operative word here is agreement. This is not a treaty, approval of both houses of Congress. Instead, this deal is technically an agreement. Congress's role is limited to attempting to override a presidential veto, and President Obama has already indicated he will definitively veto any legislative meddling by Congress for any meddling at all. Obama has already indicated, and his veto will more than likely hold up, as he only needs a handful of senators to stand with him to deny the GOP the necessary two-thirds vote they would need on their end to override his presidential veto. So some of the things that this particular historic epic agreement caps off that have happened just since January of this year or late fall of last year, I'll tick them off one by one. The Keystone Pipeline shot down by Obama. A major climate agreement with China by the Obama administration. Gay marriage upheld by the Supreme Court. Obamacare upheld by the Supreme Court. The reestablishment of relations with Cuba, now a reality, with the U.S. opening up an embassy in Havana and Cuba doing likewise in the United States. And now this, a nuclear arms deal with one of the members of the so-called Axis of Evil, Iran. Who da funk? So, with this in mind, President Obama will no doubt go down in history being the only lame duck president to have actually utilized the last 2 years of his so-called lame duck presidency and actually accomplished more in the last 2 years than he did in all of the first four. The writing is on the wall. The GOP is in full retreat. 2016 will not be kind to them. They need to consider a full retrofit, or better yet, just go out of existence and go into the protection racket business. Well, that concludes another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Rough Rider rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.